Because Bill was quite a cowboy down in Texas. And a Western Superman, to say the least. He was the roughest, toughest critter, never known to be a quitter, 'cause he never had no fear of man nor beast. So yippee-yay-yay, yippee-yay-o, he's the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Baco's roped a raging cyclone out of nowhere.
Really?
He saddled it and straddled it with ease.
That's what I heard.
While that cyclone bucked and tossed him, Baco's brushed his teeth and flossed him. He tamed that ornery wind down to a breeze.
So yippee-yay-yay, yippee-yay-o, he's the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Pecos lost his way while traveling in the desert.
Water,
water,
water. It was 90 miles across the burning sand.
Water,
water,
root beer. He knew he'd never reach the border.
Water.
If he didn't get some water.
Water.
So he took a stick and dug the Rio Grande.
Adios, oh, do, dio, dio, die, die, die. Adios, oh, dio, dio, die, die, die. When a tribe of painted Indians did a war dance, Pecos started shooting up their little game. He gave those redskins such a shake-up that they jumped out of their makeup. That's how the Painted Desert got its name. While reclining on a cloud high over Texas,
yeehaw,
with his gun he made the stars evaporate.
As he watched them all declining, he left one brightly shining as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.
So yippee-yay-yay, yippee-yay-o, as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.